2 Chronicles, chapter 18, and verse 1. A red flag. Whatever do I mean, a red flag? There's no flags here. Of course, I'm speaking figuratively. A red flag in the life and reign of this good king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. Let me read the verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse 1. Now Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor, and he allied himself with Ahab by marriage. 2 Chronicles 18 verse 1. Ahab, king of Israel, the northern kingdom, the evil kingdom, the idolatrous kingdom, the wicked kingdom, the lawless kingdom, the pagan kingdom, in many respects. Israel, yes. But the north had gone grievously away from God. And Ahab, of all the kings of Israel, is one of the most notorious for his paganism, for his sinfulness, for his wickedness, for his evil. And he's married to Jezebel, a byword. Well, like Jeroboam, son of Nebat, these are bywords of evil and corruption and sin. And so in this one verse, we have Jehoshaphat, a godly, spiritual man, the king of the southern kingdom, Judah, allied by marriage with Ahab, the north, the pagan, the evil. And notice the responsibility. Jehoshaphat allied himself. He went into this with his own will, with his eyes open. He joined himself. He deliberately united his family with that of Ahab. He united these two kingdoms, these two dynasties, these two families, these two kingdoms by marriage. Now, marriage can be a tremendous blessing, of course, from God. But under the wrong circumstances and misapplied, it can be one of the greatest curses upon mankind. And how? What a combination here. Jehoshaphat had great wealth and honor, and he allied himself with Ahab by marriage. What a thought. Spirituality walking hand in hand with paganism. The danger signs are here now. This is the red flag. There's a harvest to be reaped here. I'm changing the figure, of course. This man is sowing the wind, and he's going to reap the whirlwind. This is foolhardy. I don't know what his reasoning was. We're not told. If wealth and honor are mentioned, he's a king. Is there political intrigue here? I think of the history of the England with the Tudors, for example, and before the Wars of the Roses and so on. All these marriages were political. Very often they were political anyway. There were dynasties linked for inheritance and for power and for influence and for military might and so on. I don't know whether Jehoshaphat is thinking along these lines, but he's a spiritual man. He has the law of Moses in his hand. He has the covenant of God under which he's reigning and ruling. This is sheer stupidity, and it's worse, it's sin. This man is going into danger with his eyes open. Or are they open? He's building, or he's setting a trap for himself and for his family and for his descendants. It's well said, you know, little sins, but this is no little sin. Little sins cast long shadows. There's a harvest to be reaped out of this. There are trying days coming, compromise days coming, troublous days coming. Immediately, Jehoshaphat is going to reap from this. They do say, marry in haste and repent at leisure. And here is this man going sleepwalking, it seems to me, or perhaps he's deliberately going into this union. Now, what can we say as far as the new covenant goes? Israel should have kept itself, or Judah in this case, should have kept itself free from pagan societies, and that's Israel in this case. Now, what can we say in the days of the New Covenant? Well, let's just take one chapter, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 7:1. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord. Now, let's apply that personally, individually. Let's speak to ourselves about this. Let us remember that if we are the Lord's people, brother and sister, we must be separate from the world in these relationships. We must do all we can to walk with God and not walk in hand with the world. The principle is plain. I do not need to stress it. In a personal, individual, family way. But what about in a broader sense? How about the ecclesia? How about evangelism? As I see the present scene, where I live anyway, it seems to me the ecclesia and evangelism, those responsible for it, what are they doing? They're seeking a union with the world. They're seeking a marriage with the world. They're seeking to walk hand in hand with the world. They want combination with the world. They want the world's methods. They want the world's success. They want the world's ways. They go to the world and ask them, how do you triumph in your cause? And we'll apply the same principles in ours. What do you mean? Whether it's the sports field, or the shopping mall, or the accountant's office, whatever it might be, seems to me that's how the churches and evangelism are being run increasingly in the United Kingdom. I believe it to be true of the West, in the Americas, and so on. May God bless us and warn us through this man, Jehoshaphat, a godly, spiritual man, so much good in him, done so much good, now he allies himself with Ahab by marriage. What a curse, what a condemnation, what a warning to us. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't think I need to labor the point. May God give us wisdom to see what we must do and make our stand. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. Come out from Babylon. That's the call for the believer. The call for the unbeliever, of course, is leave Babylon and come to Christ. Quit the world side. Leave the world side and join Christ. You have to be separate, my brother, my friend. You have to be separate if you would become a child of God. You can't have the world and Christ. Learn from Jehoshaphat. He wanted Judah and Israel, and he couldn't have both. He wanted to be spiritual and linked with a pagan. What a condemnation. My friend, come to the Lord Jesus Christ now, and he will receive you. Leave the world side and cast your lot in with Christ and his cause and his people. The lessons are plain, I say. Now it's the working of them out. God, give us grace to work out these lessons. Oh, God, may we stand for our Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel in this evil day. And having done all, may we stand for Christ's sake. Amen.